So we're looking at Jude chapter 1, and the backdrop of the meeting yesterday, I was reminding us of how Christianity works. You know, you buy some things and they tell you, sometimes you even buy a shirt or a cloth and they tell you how it works. You know, some clothes have manner. Depending on where you bought it from. Some don't have, some have manners. Amen. And then you are told how to wash it. You are told how to wash it, because how to even iron it. Amen. I know a lot of you have never checked those things before, you know. Blood. And so you think it burns mistakenly. Amen. So there are specifications, right? So they have specifications because the maker knows what he made. Are you with me? And then he knows how you can destroy it. Also, you see, it's not because it's inferior. Are you with me? It's just that it is so precious that there are specifications on it. That's one of the signs of precious things. Precious things come with specifications. Are you together with me?
Sir.
And that's how to also know that you are precious. There are things that, you know, you should have a spec. Amen. There should be things that is a no-no for you because you are precious. You know, drugs that cure all things don't work.
Yes.
Drugs that cure all things eventually cure nothing. Many of you have got a drug that can cure cancer and HIV. Yeah. And even throat infections. Are we together here? You must have, and then you must build your life that way. Even personally, your life must have, there must be specifications. You know, you could call it your own consecration. You could call it whatever. But there are things you don't take. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
They don't work with you. One of the signs that you are beginning to lose your worth is when everything goes with you. You get the point now? It's a proof that you are losing your sense of worth. And everything that comes your way, you don't want to lose it. Because you need a thing to find you, because you yourself are lost. And so things is what gives you value. But actually, you should put value on things. The value that you have, you put it on a thing. And then you find out, is this valuable or not? Does it correspond with my make? And if the answer is no, you boot it out. Are we together?
Yes.
And this would even help you, for those of you who haven't made choices on who to marry. You know, the point for you is not, I want to be married. The point is who fits my specifications. Are you together with me? It's not arrogant, and it's not the reason why you are not married.
Yes.
Your taste is not I. You get the point now.
Yes,
how do you get your specification? You get your specification from your visions of God. What I mean vision, I mean your knowledge of God and your sighting of God. You just know who you are. And then you know what you are worth. Am I preaching here?
Yes, sir.
And if it's not worthy, it's not worthy. And there are no detailed explanations. It's not why? It's not just worthy. It's not worth it. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
Am I preaching?
Yes, sir.
Now, even the Christian faith has its own it works on some specifications. The Christian faith, which is how I started the conversation yesterday. And if juice can work on specification, juice or strange things, you will see them writing a served chilled. Some they will say served hot. And you'll be shocked, there is a lot of difference in if you don't follow the specification, it feels like you are taking something else. Praise God. You know, Coke is annoying. If it's not cold. The only value in Coke comes out when it's chilled. If you can take hot Coke, if you can take hot Coke, we need to get you to the psychiatrist. Yeah, there's something intricately wrong in your within. Who does anybody takes hot Coke here? Why are people holding you? See Pastor Obi after his service. I mean, even if you have a mental case, you can see Pastor Obi. No, like that's not a joke. If you are traumatized or depressed or about to be, that's what Pastor Obi does. Yeah, that's what Pastor Obi does. So if you just see that you don't know, your brain is doing you one kind, you see Pastor Obi who organized some sessions for you. If you come and see me, it's deliverance. I'm just one way, deliverance. Let's get oil. I'll put you on fasting. But Pastor Obi will take you through the process. I will put you on fasting. I'll be calling you. Have you met the Lord? Has he come? Are we here, friends? So you hear serve chilled, serve hot, right? You know some things, you have to take them hot.
Yeah.
Some you have to take them cold. Some you have to take them hot. Bisola said pepper soup. Imagine cold pepper soup. No. It's like a curse, right?
Yeah.
Cold pepper soup won't work. Now, not that the pepper soup is bad, but you are not having it at the required specification. What other thing should you take hot? I have problems with people who can take cold amala. I have not even warm amala. I have problems with people who take warm amala. Amala shouldn't be warm. It has, you see, signs that you're truly having amala meal is this. One, you should be able to dip your hand into the amala completely. Is that how you take it? Then two, whilst you are eating, you should be peeling the roof of your mouth. Then you're having fun. But people will just pour amala, leave it, later come and eat it. No, they need a revival. You don't live that way. So, last thing, what other thing must we take hot? Is that the choir or... It's looking like Home Economics Department. Because they are just getting everything right. One other thing, you have to take hot. Huh?
Green tea.
Green tea.
Coffee.
Amen. I would have said lip tint, but this lip tint that Lakasera now does, I enjoy it actually. There's one tea that is now cold tea, nice. Iced tea. But you get the point that I'm trying to make. Now, also, our faith has a specification, and if you don't operate it at that, if you don't tune it to that specification, I tell you the truth, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. In fact, it is not the faith. It's something else. And the specification for the faith I spoke about, it is repentance and fervency. Never forget. If you are not repenting, if you are not fervent, You are not practicing Christianity. You see, because when the two pioneer preachers, the ones who pioneered the preaching of the kingdom, all used the same language. Talking about John the Baptist and Jesus the Christ. And the language is, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Can you say that? One, two, three, go. Say it one more time. Another time. Now, the point is that the kingdom has now been, it's now reachable. Are you together with me?
Yes,
it's been brought to our reach. And the only valid response for you to experience it is repentance. Are you together with me? And repentance in that context was not even used in the context of an error that you made and you are meant to repent. The context of repentance in that particular context is talking about how you need to agree that your whole life is invalid. So it's not even issue-based. Eventually it is issue-based. But when it was first spoken, it was the invalidity of the life of self and the life of death. Are you together with me? You see, because men did not have access to the kingdom until Jesus came. You get the point? Thousands of years after the fall, men didn't have access to the kingdom. Are we here?
Yes, sir.
So that's why Jesus Christ, in another language, in another way of saying it, when he was having a conversation with Nicodemus, he said, except a man be, you know, that phrase born again makes you miss the point. What he's trying to say is that there is no hope of life on the basis of your natural birth. Mm-hmm. That your natural birth assures that you are condemned. Mm-hmm. That so when you want to have life, there has to be another birth. So born again is not like a phrase for good people. Mm-hmm. It's to invalidate your birthday. And tell you that your birthday is worthless and that there was no life. It's not a celebration of life. It's a celebration of hope that you might one day have life. Are we together here?
Yes,
so most, somebody say most assuredly.
Most assuredly.
Like there is no other route that except you are born again, if we leave you the way you are, there is nothing. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. People change in life. Yeah. People change. People don't remain the same. People change, and it's a very strange thing. You know, the way I'm saying Laolu like this, this is not the Laolu I green, a match green with green Nikes. Laolu. And it just took me off balance. I need to add another point to my teaching that you should examine yourself whether you are saying. I saw Laolu and I have one more point to add. Did I talk about worldliness? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Except a man be born again. So your first birth is worthless. And he says, so it means that there is nothing you can do to have the God kind of life. There is, if you like, fast 1 million years. If you like, whatever you do is invalid. That's what he means by most assuredly. Are you together with me? That this first birth cannot be upgraded. You know, sometimes when you buy your iPhone, the new one comes out, you call your seller, they collect the old one, you add money, they give you the new one, right? The salvation doesn't work that way. You can't exchange it. You can smash it, though. Worthless. Am I here?
Yes, sir.
Worthless. Until you meet Jesus, worthless. I remember before I met him, I knew I needed him, and sometimes I used to try things that will make him accept me. I just try. Maybe if I fast. Maybe if I stop lying. I'm not a good person. But all those things are worthless, except a man be what? But born again. So you can see here that this is what it means by repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. It's saying that there is a verdict of invalid. Are you together with me? On your previous existence, not on your actions, on your existence first. Are we together here?
Yes.
After birth, if all your actions were good, you are still invalid. And those whose actions will be judged are even saved people. When the end comes, God is not going to judge you by our actions. He's going to judge you by your nature. So if it's still the old man you take out of this earth, you are going to go to hell. Except you have experienced another birth. That is when life starts counting with God. Am I preaching now?
Yes, sir.
Is that simple enough?
Yes, sir.
So I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So repent, for the kingdom is at hand. So repent of your birthday. Repent of your culture. Repent of your Yorubaness. That's even second degree repentance. That is even the one that happens except a man be born of water and spirit. Huh? Are you with me? Which is not water baptism. I remember when I first read this scripture, I thought it was water baptism. And I became afraid because I just got saved then. I just got saved some months. And then I read the scripture and I said, except a man be born of water and spirit. I became afraid because I was not born of water. I had not been water baptized. So one day I saw the former general vicar of Foursquare. He was living in a Omole estate then. Felix Medoe. So we're neighbors. And so he was taking a walk in the evening. So I went to meet him. And I asked him, I stopped him on the road, and I told him about the scripture that I'm saved, but I'm not water baptized. Will I miss heaven? So he further explained to me that no, and he used the thief on the right hand to explain to me. He said, the thief, Jesus Christ said, today you will be in paradise. He didn't have opportunity. But he told me to still go ahead and be water baptized, because it's very important to have water baptism, because it's a public declaration of how you have repented, not only of your sins, but of your nature and your sin. You know, so very soon we're going to do a public baptism. We'll get a bath outside there, outside the street. You know, we can even take it at the junction. Yeah. So that your ex can see you. You understand? And find out that you're water baptized. So the next time you say, hi, babe, she will reply you, I thought you have been in the water. Are you out already? You know. Are we together here? No, I mean that we're going to have a public water baptism very soon. Amen. And those who have been saved but who have not been water baptized are going to have the opportunity. I remember when I was water baptized, it was such a disappointing moment. Because I wanted a dough. I was sure because I knew I was better than the other people. I said, the voice will come from heaven. I said, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased with. The way it was said over Jesus. So that I can leave the water and look at the guys. You see. But man, that didn't happen. I was trusting God for survival. Because when you enter the water, sometimes you are not sure if you will come out of it. So I was first trying to save my life. Are we together here? We're going to have that very soon. So it only works on the premise of, on the basis of repentance. And that is how it continues to work. Am I preaching, friends?
Yes, sir.
That's how it keeps working. You are not allowed to retain any identity that is contrary to divine identity. You understand? God does not understand that you are Igbo. Yeah. He does not understand that you are Yoruba. He doesn't understand that you are African. Any part of that identity that contradicts your new creation identity, you have to repent of it. Are we together here?
Yeah.
Repent of it. And it is a lack of understanding of these things that make us live a life below standard. Do you know there are many believers who speak in tongues but cheat in examination hall? And they don't, it's not a shameful thing for them. They don't see the possibility of doing an exam without us. They will say, okay, sinners carry a spool. Yes. Me, I will not carry a spool. But I cannot ask somebody. I cannot ask. Who did not understand that gba with mercy? I'm sorry. Gba with mercy means that you have collected madness and in conjunction with your religion, with your faith. That's gba with mercy. I tried, right? Are my friends here? So you see that I need to tell you this because sometimes you excuse some attitude because you think this is who I am. No, you see, you are making a big mistake. You are going back to the old man. You are resurrecting the old man. Can I scare you a little? All right, let me show you something that will just make you a little afraid, so that, because fear is good sometimes. Are we here? I said, are we here? Give me the scripture in Hebrews that talks about, I just read recently, about how when somebody has come to the knowledge of the truth, you know, that there is no other sacrifice that can be made. Give me that scripture. Have you found it? Is in two places in Hebrews. I've seen one. I'm looking for the second one. All right. Give me the previous verse, please. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. We're coming here later. We're coming here in Hebrews 3 later, by the grace of God. All right, let's keep reading. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Are we here?
Yes, sir.
Not what?
Forsaking
the assembling of what ourselves together, as is the manner of some. But exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. You see, for if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and the fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. Can you see that? A child of God, suddenly they have skillfully changed his name to adversary. Because he's talking about if we sin willfully, it was a verse for the believer. But after a while, they have quickly exchanged his file and changed his name and put him in another group, in another new WhatsApp group called Adversary. Okay, let's read. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy. On the testimony of two or three witnesses, of how much worse punishment do you suppose? You know, people think that the law of Moses is stuff, as though they don't read their Bible. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy? Are you together with me? Somebody say, thought worthy. Who has trampled the Son of God underfoot? Now, this scripture is not for the unsaved. The unsaved cannot trample the Son of God underfoot. He actually came for the unsaved. Counted the blood of the covenant by which he was. He was sanctified a common thing and insulted the Spirit of grace. So, this person has been sanctified and all of that, and they said there's a punishment that was thought about. Like God said, let's think about Bashi Mafia Jenny Ejaru. And he says the punishment is more than the punishment that the Moses went through. Are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is not Greek or Hebrew. I'm just showing you exactly what is in scripture. What's the next verse? For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the arms of the living God. This is New Testament, my friends. Anyone who doesn't read all these words to you is priming you, is putting oil on your body so that you can be roasted. You know, there are some things before you roast them, you put oil on them. Now, go back to where you started from, this same scripture, because I'm still talking about repentance. Is that okay?
Yes,
are you enjoying it?
Yes,
all right. Now, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. You know, these things that I'm teaching here, it's not easy to teach it everywhere. Amen. I'm grateful to God that I can teach it here. There are some meetings when they invite me, I use tired to tell them I'm busy, even though I'm not busy. Because it's a punishment. Because where will you start the teaching from? And people are just looking at you like this, and then you now be like you are suffering. You know, I went for, okay, let me not say this for honest. The next verse. For if, now this sin willfully, let me explain to you, because some of you are already sure that you know that particular punishment. As I read that scripture, you say, you just read it. So let me just go home because I'm punished already. So, now, this sin willfully here, are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
It's to turn back against the Lord. Huh? It's not act of sin. I'll get there. I'll get to what the effect. This is not act of sin. This is when you decide to, you are done with living according to the standard. You are just done. You say, well, I've been born again from 1980 to 2022. I'm done. Somebody said that somebody who is born again cannot do that. That if you are truly born again, you can't make that decision. I don't know where they get that. There are a lot of people who have. There are a lot of people who have made that decision. You say, I'm done, and then they go to their wardrobe and rearrange it, take out the previous clothes and purchase new ones. You understand? Actually, I can even tell you that when you have started backsliding, it will affect your dressing. Actually, you understand? Did you notice Laolu's dressing today? Are we together here? You see, it will affect how you dress. Sometimes that's how. There are little things that will make you know when somebody is backsliding. Yeah. Sometimes you just go through their phone and check the music that's on their phone. Yeah. What's it back? Yeah. One is you just check their church attendance. It first starts from where they sit. That's the beginning point. It starts from where they sit. They used to sit in front before, but they would just love to be moving gradually. And it happens even in secondary school. After a while, you just want to sit at the back. Amen. Then it will also show in how you take the preaching, the teaching. The teachings will start boring you. You just say, oh. It will show. You see, you can't hide your backsliding state for long. Then there will not be consistency in your movement anymore. Where you used to be, I shared it one time. Where you used to be, you won't be there again. Where you used to be 4 o'clock before. That by 4 o'clock, people find you, you just find that your movement has changed. Yeah. And after a while, you won't even come to church again. And after a while, during even when you are listening to the message, you just be... Then your tendency to urinate will increase. You feel like going to the toilet. You see, because the word is troubling your demon. So the demon doesn't like the presence. I know what I'm just feel like urinating. Then after a while, you need a gist partner outside. Yeah, and then you just be hungry regularly. You want toast. Yeah, you want toast bread. Just to the wood to Remy. Wood to Remy. So it's that decision you take and you say you are done. Now you can, anybody can. So that's what it means by sin willfully. Sin willfully, there is no sin, there is no act of sin that is not willful. There is when you sin, don't say I didn't know what came upon me. That thing used to make the angels feel like slapping you. Yeah, I didn't know, something just came upon me. I was wondering, is this me?
It's your grandmother, it's not you.
It's the nature of the fallen man. Adam said, "Is the woman you gave me." Can you imagine? Adam said, "Is the woman you gave me." Whereas it was in the New Testament, we now found out that Adam was not deceived. The Bible said it was the woman that was deceived. The man was not deceived. So Adam thought about it and chose. So if anybody's... So you see, when that woman was giving him to eat, he had eaten since. He had been waiting for her to come up. Amen.
Amen.
So to sin willfully is not talking just about all your acts of sin, all your wrong. And please, that's how you receive forgiveness. Because God doesn't forgive excuses. He forgives sin. So if you turn your sin, if you turn your sin to a mistake, if you turn your sin to not that is not your own, you can't receive forgiveness. So you have to own up and say, I did it. Why do I do it? Because I'm a bad person. You understand? I'm a bad person. I love sin more than you. That's why. Now, but the point here is that it was talking about after you are saved and you have come to the knowledge of salvation. I've said two things. After you have saved, you know, it's not everybody that is saved that has come to the knowledge of salvation. It takes a while for you to know what it means to be saved, gang. And it's not just head knowledge. It's something that has happened to you. Heart. Now, that takes a while. Now, after that has happened to you, I'm not talking about maybe you feel jammed, you now vex. And say, God, I'm not serving you again. That one, God knows you are joking. You are just angry in the meantime. Yes, I'm not serving you again. I'm going to club. You understand? In that club, you can be seeing the visions of heaven. It has happened to me before. I just got angry with God. I said, I'm not doing it again. In fact, I'm going to club. Tonight, I'm going to club. And I went. I looked for the sign of a club. I drive. I went to the club. I said, I'm not doing it again. This Christianity is not working. So I just went to the club. And I saw strange. Everything was now looking strange. Which I now wanted to dance. Oh. I just went,
I left. I love you. I give you a watch. I give you this.
I wanted to dance. It's not there. If any man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things are past. Behold, all things are becoming. We're not trying to be. Are we here, friends? We need to rush you. So the sin willfully is to decide to turn against the Lord and lead a different life. Now it's a very dangerous. Now there are examples of people who could be there. I suspect that one of the popular radio guys who has been very crazy, I believe that's what happened to him, if he was ever saved. I think maybe he was saved one time and turned, you know, now practicing another religion. Now, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. So you see, when you have turned away, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
If we sin willfully, the fruit of it will be sins. Now, that sins doesn't have sacrifice. Are you getting the point?
Yes, sir.
Now, for somebody who has not turned willfully, but sins, or commits a sin, the blood of Jesus will still deal with it. But for the one who has turned away, there's no longer premise to forgive his sins.
Yeah.
Am I preaching here?
Yes, sir.
Now, we will always all need forgiveness of sins.
Yeah.
No matter who you are or how mature you are. The Bible says if anyone says that he does not have a sin, he has not sinned, he's a liar. There will not be a job for Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Are you together with me? Because not knowing God is a sin already. You understand? Because the day you see him, you find out, hey, I've been sinning, I didn't know. You understand? You see, there is sacrifice for that. Am I here?
Yes, sir.
But if you have sinned willfully, there is no sacrifice for you. Now, I'm still talking on the about repentance. So you see, but if you accommodate sins, you will soon embrace sin. If you accommodate sins, after a while you will sin willfully. After a while you will turn your back. If you accommodate sin, because what sins does is that it numbs you. It deadens you. That's why you cannot accommodate. Listen, don't joke with sins. Don't joke with it. A little pornography here, a little lying there. Don't joke with, listen, don't say, and there's nobody without sin. Hey, that is the brief that is being told you to get you to hell. So everybody's battling something. I'm just having a struggle. Don't use English to pave your path to hellfire. Okay, I just have struggles, you know, it's just a weakness. I just have this weakness that I'm, you know, trusting God for. You know, we all have weaknesses, and we just trust that, you know. But regardless of the weakness, just keep moving, just keep moving. You know, just keep moving. As you see the Lord, the weaknesses will drop. You don't have a weakness, so you love sin. You don't have a weakness. You love sin. I told you, you've never had a weakness that hurts you. None of you have a weakness of to jump from a skyscraper. You don't have I just have this weakness. I don't jump from a skyscraper. You don't have a weakness of giving. You have a plan for all your money. You have never been weak that you just say, how did I give us all my money? How? Oh God, help this weakness. You don't have those weaknesses. You have not hit your head on the wall before. You have not stabbed yourself. That weakness of cutting yourself. Those are the real weaknesses. Are you together with me? The rest is sin that you like. You enjoy. Even when you do your face as if you don't enjoy it, it's after the sin. You took bus, your heart did not break. You traveled, your heart did not break. It's after the scene, your heart now. When you were going, the Holy Spirit was saying, don't go there. Your heart did not break. Your heart did not break. Your heart did not break. After you have enjoyed your life, your heart will not break. Oh, Lord. You are a criminal. I agree with that. Only Eledu Bokwa. Are we together here? And the reason why you are doing like that is you want to continue. Because you need an excuse to continue. And the excuse is that you don't know what you are doing. Have you noticed that after somebody kills someone, most of the times, when they go to court, they begin to claim mental. Yeah. And before they kill somebody, if you call that guy a madman, he'll fight you. Yeah. But after they have caught him, he'll be the one saying he's a mad person. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
So it is operated on repentance. I just want you to appreciate repentance. I need you to appreciate it. Turning, changing. Appreciate it. And know that is the only way your Christianity works. You're just changing, adjusting. Receiving light and just adjusting to the light that you have received. Not maintaining who you are, who you were. Just adjustment and adjustment and adjustment so that the wheel can keep rolling. The salvation wheel can keep rolling. So that you don't make a shipwreck of, you know, some people's faith has had accident. That thing called shipwreck of faith is real, it's accident. The reason why they use shipwreck was because ships was what the mode of transportation. It's like talking about cock. It's like if the Bible was written as until last dent. Some people's feet have as dent. You know, when your car have as dent, it can't move again. It's still car, but it's no more. It can't move. So we need to go and tow it and put it in the workshop. That's why some people need to shut down, because what's the last dent? You need to shut down and now remove it. The panabita will come and beat some things. Rewire, everybody will do work before painter can now start anything. They will now bring the car back. You can now continue with the car. Are you together with me? And some of you here, you are like that. Your feet has dent. Go on, just don't force the car. If you force the car, it can explode. Because the fuel is now spilling. You have to leave there. Let them help you take that car and repair it. Are you together with me? So it is sins that get you to that place. And the only reason why you can flow in sins is because you don't appreciate repentance. Which is to stop and to change your ways. So if there's anybody here who is perpetuating sin, you have to stop. I'm not going to touch anybody, so only that prophetic word. I'll just stay on the altar so that... Are we here, my friend?
Yes, sir.
Are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
Is it making sense?
Yes, sir.
Do you feel judged?
Yes, sir.
Yes, are we? Are we here, friend?
Yes, sir.
But you see... Repentance will not work as it should if fervency is not at work. In fact, the reason why you are not repenting is because you are not fervent. Can I talk to you here?
Yes, sir.
And fervency cannot be got during service.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Fervency is got alone.
Yes,
you understand? You don't get fervent in service. Service has its own work, major work, but you have to, are we together, friends? You have to get fervency alone, meaning that your Christianity must work alone with you and Jesus, you and the Holy Spirit. Now you have to build that. There is no gift for fervency. You walk towards fervency. No, fervency is not a gift of the Spirit. Are you together with me? It's not a gift of God. You walk towards it. Now, God is willing to, He will pour the fire, but you must create the posture and create the atmosphere. Are we here? You see, fervency is a fruit of intimacy. And in the intimacy you pursued or responded to. Are we together here? You know, there's this funny scripture in Philippians that talks about how it is God that works in us. To will and what? But what was the previous verse? Work out your salvation. That was the previous verse. That before you meet the God that works in you, that God must have met a man that is working out his salvation. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, you work out your own. So it's not a congregational thing.
Yes.
Work out your own salvation with what? Fear and trembling. So you must handle your salvation with care.
Yes, sir.
Handle your salvation with what? Care. Salvation is like rabbit. Those animals are very strange. It's playing with you today, tomorrow it has died. I was rearing some, by the time I lost like 4. I said the outbreaks I'm getting from humans are plenty already. I cannot now add animal breaking my heart again. The last one that died, I just told the empanada to go and put knife in the neck. This one will not die scot-free. Have you rule for? I said, this rabbit will not die scot-free. The other ones will die. I will not be feeling bad as if I lost a child. I said, by the time the last one died, I just told Pana to hide it from Maverick and just do the needful. And I ate their meat, it's the healthiest meat. When I was treating them as animal, they broke my heart. I said, let's turn it to meat. We switched it. They can just die. The thing was playing with you just now. I read online that sometimes they die of loneliness. They die of loneliness. They do not have friends. I said, can you die of loneliness? Die of loneliness. Anything can just kill it. Now the challenge is that it's not that our salvation is weak. It's that the salvation came to partner with your soul. So your soul must not die. Do you know that your body is not the one that dies? When your heart stops breathing, your body will just fall. Are you together with me? The body falls. Sometimes quickly they can even, for you to know that your body is still working. Is the heart that is not powering anything again. They can even invest some parts. I ask your family that, please, this guy, let's not waste him in the grave. Can we use his ear, his nose, and give people whose hearts are still working? Yeah. So they call it body harvest. Just harvest your kidney. Your kidney might still be brand new. Your kidney, nothing to your kidney. Wow. But your heart just stopped. Maybe you are that guy that said, my barn is full. I will eat and be happy. And Jesus Christ said, tonight your soul is required. They just off light over the guy's mouth. His kidney, liver, chassis, walking. They just beg the parents, please, we need some of this. They just harvest it. I give somebody else. You get the point now. So you need your soul alive. And not only your soul, you need your spirit. That might be a teaching for another time. You need your spirit also alive. Are we together here? So that the thing can be... It works pari passu. Are my friends here? So you need to work on fervency. Amen. It's the most important thing in your life. It should give you more concern than your lack of promotion. It should give you concern that your lack of promotion and fervency that doesn't happen daily cannot be fervency again. It has to be daily. Are you together with me? Daily. You build it. I don't know if I'm preaching here.
Yes, sir.
So when you build it, can I talk here?
Yes, sir.
I'm getting to some interesting places. When you build it and God has seen that you are making effort to build it, He will now give you a taste of the world to come. Huh? A taste of what?
The world.
The world to come. That is the taste of another world that is outside this natural world. You need to taste it. It has its own taste. You get it now? You begin to taste what normal men cannot taste. As you start tasting what normal men cannot taste, your appetite changes, your desires changes. You know, you are living on another frequency. Are you together with me? It's not enough to be born again. You need to taste. It's a taste and see that the Lord is good. Now, that's a manna. That's a spiritual substance from the bakery of Jehovah Himself. Are you with me? There are meals in God that He could give you to taste. I've eaten some of it before. When you eat it, your perspective shifts. Your definitions, they shift. What is important, you know, and it's an inward shift. You enter another frequency of existence and your values are changed. Are you together with me? What matters to men don't matter to you. And what don't matter to men matter to you. What you call beautiful changes. Who you could marry before you tasted that thing changes. What you could do changes. Just find out, I can't do this anymore. I can't want this. And everybody's wanting it. They're like, oh, this is dirty. This is clean. Everything shifts. Why? because you have tasted of another world. Are you together with me? Are you together with me? You know, for you, if you see a big sea, they take you to the beach, a big sea. When you see it, you are afraid. Whenever you are there, me, I'm always afraid. I don't like excursion in water, all those. I don't like it. You understand? Some people are so bold, they'll be playing, they'll be getting close to this. I say, if this they carry you away, who will save, who will rescue you? If you are lost on the road, we can still say, let's check Ivenagbon Street, this street. In the water, there are no streets. But when you take, when the whale or the shark sees water, it's excited. It jumps in because that's his world. So God will introduce you to his world and he makes you acclimatize with it. You now love it. Are you together with me? When you are not praying, you are feeling somehow. It feels like they took you out of water. You're saying, when will they go so I can go and pray? When will these people go? Oh my goodness, let them go, let them go. You are smiling, it's fake. You just want everybody to go. Yeah? And I just miss you so much. Where will this guy go? Because you just want to go back there and just eat of that manna again and just enjoy your life. But you see, it looks like work in the beginning because you have not tasted it. You need a change of nature in your soul because nature determines likeness. Are you together with me? Your nature determines what you will like and what you will not like. Now, it's in fervency that you receive the gift of divine nature that you are called to be a partaker of. Are we together here? You know, some people want to change Nigeria. It's a huge passion for them, which is good. But after a while, when you taste of that thing, you will want to bring heaven to Nigeria. You know, some people, to save souls is not that important for them. But to send people to school is very important because that's what they know. They are of this earthly, you understand? They think they are better. They can speak English. They think they are better than the one who cannot. Because that's where they are. But when you taste of this thing, so sometimes what you call a serious problem is a nature deficiency. You can interpret it as a problem because you are in that frequency. Are you together with me? Yeah. Am I making sense here now? Yeah. You know, some of you still somehow think Jesus died young. You understand? Because you don't appreciate eternity. Yeah. I said, how can he die at 33? How can he die at 33. But they are not even aware of 33 in that place. You understand? Because he doesn't die. He's not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. He's, you know, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Am I friends here? Yes. So it is fervency that deposits divine nature. But like we read here, you see, you have to work out your own salvation. So salvation can be worked out. It's a thought out plan. You need to ask somebody, what's your plan for your salvation? Ask the person. What did the person tell you? Jerry, what did your partner tell you? Huh? I don't understand that plan. Jerry, you need to pray for that person's soul. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
The word work out is a very powerful word. It's to accomplish, to work fully, to fashion. Are you together with me?
Yes,
you must fashion it. You must, how would this thing be? There must be a plan and an agenda. What will never come into my space? Are you together? What will never come into my space? How long will I be on my phone? That's how to work out your salvation. How long will I? What time do I wake to talk to God? What's the time? What's my time of prayer till Jesus comes? Would Jesus be kind enough to come back on my prayer time so that I can go from my altar? You know, there must be a plan. You understand? What TV channels will I never watch? You understand? Will I never watch? How will it be? What's the plan? What's your salvation plan? How many hours do I speak in tongues daily? What's my accumulated tongues per week?
Wow.
You work out your salvation. What kind of movies will I never watch? No matter how popular they are. A lot of you have left your salvation uncovered. It's not protected. So flies have come upon it. Are you together? And then you can't introduce what, you can't use all that I use for yourself. You understand? Because we have areas of strengths and weaknesses. Some of you, your salvation does not permit shaking a woman. Your salvation will explode when you shake. And any small, you say, "Ah, come to daddy, come to daddy, come to daddy." Some of you, your salvation did not permit you to do treasurer.
Yeah.
You can't treasure anything, for he was a thief. That was what was said about Judas. He said, "How can they put bracket over somebody?" Say, "For he was a thief. He stole from the purse." Bracket. Some of you can't do treasurer for now. And then this month, they say, "We need treasurer. You are the first to raise your hand." Do you plan to enter heaven as somebody who stole God's money on earth? With what eye are you going to look at God? As a kingdom project, use it to buy watch. Money. Are we together, friends? You need to work out your salvation. Work it. Say, "What kind of man will I marry?" Say, "This, I can't marry this one. This one will not help me to work it. This one cannot work." Sometimes you say, where am I going to live? Is it close to the church that I will be listening to? It's part of working your salvation. You are working it. Okay, let's get a house in this place. Let me save because I must. You must have. Don't leave your salvation like that, because you will slip away. Work it out. So who are my friends? Who are not my friends? This one is not my friend. Who must be my friend? Whether the person likes you or not. Whether the person reciprocates visits.
Yeah.
When you know what you are gaining there, you stay there till you have collected everything. If you now want to abandon the friendship, you can abandon it later after you have collected what you want to collect. So who is this person that has to be my friend? This person, I enjoy this person's prayer. Those days, I would go to pick his house, particularly, they would do 21 days vigil every night, January 2 to January 22. And people are doing Happy New Year. We do 21 days of vigil every night. They pray for missionaries. They pray with vision. So there's a man now, he's in Iraq. They just put him in prison now. I see him. Oh, he's about to be... Hey, they're about to kill him next week. Oh, all right, let's raise for let the angel of God come and some of the prayers we pray, we see them in the newspaper. Yeah. I would have played ball day. I would have been tired. But I would drag myself to that vigil. I had a feeling that their spirit was anointed. I was 17 years old. 16 or 17 years old. I had a feeling that their spirit was anointed. So what I did was I would slide down where they are praying and spitting so that they can spit on me. Because I know I will sleep that night. I was a new convert. Because they can just say, let's thank God. That's like 2 hours. So let's thank God. So Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Oh, we thank you for the life. We thank you for bread. We thank me. I really thank God for everything. How old am I? After 10 minutes, I'm done. Some people will stand on one spot. Eshe, Baba. Eshe, Olua. Olua, Eshe. That was where I started hearing prayers where people are not saying anything. You don't be. Lord, this prayer that you are praying. Those were the places I got my prayer strength from. Yeah. I can't be last. You see, there is a competition I carry into prayer meetings. No, you can't knock me out. And any prayer meeting I go, I have to be the last man standing. They not born of you. Whether I'm hearing, God is hearing me, or I'm not hearing God, it's another conversation. I have to be the last man standing. Never. May I have to be the last man. May I have to be the last man standing. Me, Zach, I'll be the last man standing. When people have dropped by the wayside, that's where I'm at. But I'm not saying everybody says, Maradina, Fayani. May I have to be the last man standing. I have to. I'm used to it. Take me anywhere. If people say you want to do 12 hours, 15 hours, I'm there. I'll be the last man standing. I won't be sleeping. We people are praying. Who are you? Never. So I pray. I always have perfected my pacing praying. I pray pacing. Have you noticed the grace for prayer doesn't come until the decision to prayer happens? The decision to pray. Grace is the reward for deciding. Grace doesn't help you decide. Are my friends here? I've been doing this introduction for how many years now? Let me go to the message. I will not go to the message. All right, let me try. Therefore, my beloved, you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. So you work out your own salvation. Praise God. Some of you, your SIM card cannot be repaired because the people who have access to it is infested. You need to go and do another SIM card and start your life afresh. Because with that SIM card you have, you are going to hell with it. The present number that you have. You have to go and eat it or go and break that SIM and get and start life afresh. And have new contact. That's for some of you. That's how to work it out. Are you together with me? You have to be very, very strict. Huh? Very what? Strict with your salvation. Strict. Discipline. Without discipline, you can't know God. Yes. Alright. Then 13 now says, for it is God who works in you both what? To will and to do. You know, of his pleasure. Of his good pleasure. But don't forget that what the verse that precedes it is a command for you to work it out. Then grace will now come. Am I preaching here?
Yes, sir.
Grace will now come. So don't wait for grace to work it out. You go work it out. Now let's go to the scripture we're meant to read. I have just 5 more minutes. Let me see what I can say in 5 minutes. In Jude chapter 1. We're meant to read Jude chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 3, and Hebrews chapter 10. But I don't even think I can do it also in the second, in the third service. I'll just maybe take it till Wednesday, if the Lord permits. But beloved, remember, and don't take me to 16, let's go to 17. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time. Someone said there should be mockers.
There should be mockers.
Who should walk? Beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you see, what changes your life is not just what you have heard. Am I preaching here? It's the value you place on it. Are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
It's the value you place on it. It's the value you place on it. When you place value on the words, it will work. Now, a lot of us come to church and enjoy the sermon. Are you together with me? But the sermon has not become the principle for lifestyle. Am I preaching here? It has to be the principle by which you live. And it will only be the principle by which you live if you place value on it. Now, it's the idea of placing value on the words that made Jude tell the people to remember what the apostles said. Now, don't forget that this particular statement here, are we here? It's not a statement of remember what is in the Bible, because the apostles here had not written. Are you together with me? Had not canonized their words. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The words have not been canonized here. It's the old covenant scripture that they read, the Torah. Are you together with me? So when he said that they should remember the word of the apostles, he was talking about the present day teachers and preachers. Are you together with me? So you can understand here that ministry or preaching is not a thing of, it's not a status symbol thing. You know, some people, a lot of people go to churches because they like the pastor. You understand? They like his style. I say, I just like that. I like the way they do their things. Everything is apt, sharp, precise. I just like it. They are organized. They are very prime. The pastor, in 10, 20 minutes, is done completely. I like his well-spoken. He dresses nicely. I just like the church is becoming, is getting progressive. You know, that is not what happens in the house of the Lord. Are we together here? In the house of the Lord, we receive wisdom for living. Are you together with me? What happens in the house of the Lord? We receive what? Wisdom for living. In Christianity, you are taught and told how to live. Is somebody here? Now, when you are told not to be taught how to live, you are still being told and taught how to live, which is to be told not how to live. Are we together here? So everybody is taught. Are you together with me? So the apostles are their present day teachers and preachers and pastors that were bringing doctrine, which is profitable. Are we together, friends? Are you listening to me? Now, we see here that he's saying, remember the words of the apostles. Now, don't forget that these people had to remember words without a tape player. Don't forget, they didn't have Podbean. Are you together with me? And I bet you a lot of them still did better than us. They couldn't replay last week's message. Am I preaching here? They couldn't replay it, but yet they remembered it. They had the retentive memory because they were zealous for the Lord and zealous for the teachings of the Lord. And I pray that level of fire and zeal will rest on you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you here? So, it says, the next verse. How they told you there should be mockers in the last time who will walk after their own godly lusts. All right? These be they who separate themselves. I did a little extensive talk on this. I wouldn't want to do that. I did that yesterday. I won't do that today. They separate themselves. Separate themselves. One of the signs of the spirit of the last time is separating yourself. It's the independent spirit. You need to deal with the independent spirit. The independent spirit is the it's not good for you. Demons need you alone. Are you together with me? Demons need you how?
Alone.
You need to deal with the independent spirit. Pastor Zach, what do you mean? I just like to be by myself. I don't like no. That's not how the kingdom operates. Are you together with me?
Yes,
by this men shall know that ye are my disciples when ye love one another. We cannot love one another if we are not interacting.
Yes,
are we friends here?
Yes,
so separate themselves. You have no power to separate yourself. Now you have to be careful with this. It's one of the signs of the last days where he spoke about how men will be truce breakers. Are you together with me? When you practice separating yourself, you will easily separate yourself from covenant. Are you together with me? It will be very easy for you. Any small thing you will say you are not doing again. Now that's not Christ-like. Are you together with me? I said, are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
That's not Christ-like. Don't practice covenant. Don't practice breaking covenant. Are you together with me? Don't. Very soon you will find it easy to leave your wife and leave your husband because you are used to leaving things. Anytime you are tired, you leave. Are you together with me? When you are tired, what do? You just leave. No. Your feeling shouldn't control you. You should be a child of covenant. Am I preaching here?
Yes.
So you just leave. You say, I'm done. Somebody corrects you. I'm done. No, that's not how God wants you. You need to find out anywhere God has sent you to, only God can take you out. Am I with you, friends? You have to learn this. Now this thing, see, don't be too ashamed when you find out that you have failed in this area. It's not natural. It is more natural to live than when you are not enjoying something. That's the natural thing. We are now teaching. You learn it. So I'm teaching you that let it be difficult for you to live. Am I preaching here? And that's why make sure you get conviction when you join yourself to things and to people. So that will be the basis upon you. Am I preaching here? So that you don't... We are people who don't... Listen, this divorce rate that is high in our midst is a strange thing. It's not a strange thing in the context of only marriage. It's a strange thing to our nature. We are people who don't live. We find it difficult to live, especially on things that God has ordained. I wish somebody can say a big amen.
Amen.
All right. So it says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God. Can somebody shout, keep yourselves in the love of God?
Keep yourselves in the love of God.
Shout, keeping yourselves in the love of God.
Keep yourselves in the love of God.
Keep yourself. That's verse 21. It's a military word. It means to guard. That's what it means. It's a military word. You must have a military approach to the faith. Guard and to the love of God. You know, love is a strong word. I was telling them yesterday that there are many areas of God you can keep yourself in. You can keep yourself in provision. You can keep yourself in the finished works of Christ. They are very legit. But God says, keep yourself in my love. That is to say, keep yourself in intimacy. Fight to be intimate with Jesus Christ. Your faith works on intimacy. Guard it. Are you together with me? Don't be okay with what is okay. Only be okay with what is deep and intimate. Are you with me? I said, are you with me? If you believe me, shout a big hallelujah. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of God and all of that. Now, finally, in 5 minutes, let's go to Hebrews chapter 3. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But, somebody shout, but. Shout, but. Now, the but is the solution for the previous verse. The previous verse is that you have to make sure that you don't depart from the living God, which happens when you have an evil heart of unbelief. Now, the context of evil heart of unbelief here is not talking about not believing God for a shoe. It's talking about unbelief as per not making God priority. That's the unbelief here. It's not the unbelief of believing God for things. It's believing God for life. When God is no longer the definition of life, you are already operating an evil heart. And eventually, you might not depart from God, but you depart from the living God. Now, what is the difference? What does it mean? It's the same language that was used when Paul was talking about in the book of Corinthians, when he said, no, don't go there. When he spoke about how he introduced people to the living God. Are you together with me? He's talking about a relationship that is alive. It's not a dormant relationship. A dormant relationship with God is as good as no relationship with God. Is somebody listening to this? Are you listening to this? We're the ones that say first service and second service. That's why I'm rushing like they put hot yam in my mouth. Are you with me, friends?
Yes, sir.
So, the solution to an evil heart is what? Is to exhort one another. It has to be daily. Are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
Listen, when the glory fully rests, we will have to have daily meetings. Yes, sir. We're not going to force it now. It's not by force. When the glory comes, you will have no choice but to come here every day so that we can share with one another. Exhort one another daily. While it is called today, lest any of you be hardened. Are you together with me? A fellowship is not consistent. Hardness is definite. Are you with me? When fellowship is not consistent, hardness is what? Is definite. This was the same conversation in Hebrews chapter 10 that we read. We have to, it says, it is the manner of some to forsake the assembly of one another. So don't do that. Are you together with me? What are two things you need? Give me Hebrews chapter, let me round off with it. The two things you need fervency, you need, what's the first one? Repentance and what? Fervency. Not forsaking the assembling. The assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some. But what again? Exhorting what? One another. And so much more as you see the day approaching. How many of you see the day approaching? The day of glory, the day of power. For others, it will be the day of judgment. But for you, it will be the day of lifting. It will be the day that the day star will arise in your heart. You know, it will be the day where Jesus in heaven and Jesus in your heart, the difference is not much. He's so clear. You get my point now? You know, I trust God that your heart will turn to a heaven. That going to heaven and going to your heart will be almost exactly the same thing. That the Lord will be glorified in your within. That you are living in consistent repentance and your fervency is on fire. And Jesus makes his abode in your heart. This is the glorious gospel. This is the kind of life Jesus wants you to have. God bless you. Cheers.